Not him, not Oi, not me. But what is to become of us then? She didn't know, but she was queerly unworried about it. Ka would tell. Ka and her dreams. 4. An hour later, the three Humes, the Bumbler, and Bill the Robot stood clustered around a cut-down wagon that looked like a slightly larger version of Hofat's luxury taxi. The wheels were tall but thin and spun like a dream. Even when it was full, Susanna thought it would be like pulling a feather, at least while Roland was fresh. Pulling it uphill would undoubtedly rob him of his energy after a while, but as they ate the food they were carrying, Hofat, too, would grow lighter still, and she thought there wouldn't be many hills anyway. They had come to the open lands, the prairie lands, all the snow and tree-covered ridges were behind them. Bill had provided her with an electric runabout that was more scooter than golf cart. Her days of being dragged along behind, like a busted tailpipe, were done. "If you'll give me another half an hour, I can smooth this off," Bill said, running a three-fingered steel hand along the edge where he had cut off the front half of the small wagon that was now Hofat II. "We say thank you, but it won't be necessary," Roland said. "We'll lay a couple of hides over it just so." He's impatient to be off, Susanna thought. And after all this time, why wouldn't he be? I'm anxious to be off myself. "Well, if you say so, let it be so," Bill said, sounding unhappy about it. "I suppose I just hate to see you go. When will I see Humes again?" None of them answered that. They didn't know. "There's a mighty loud horn on the roof," Bill said, pointing at the Federal. "I don't know what sort of trouble it was meant to signal, radiation leaks, mayhap, or some sort of attack, but I do know the sound of it will carry across 100 wheels at least. More, if the wind's blowing in the right direction. If I should see the fellow you think is following you, or if such motion sensors as still work pick him up, I'll set it off. Perhaps you'll hear."